Discovery.
Reptiles.
Jim Morrison, singer.
You're just floating. Physical body movement trip. Profanity and full nudity. There would have been riots then. Kind of ironic.
Discovery. Angels and sailors. Rich girls. Backyard fences. Tents. Dreams watching each other narrowly. Soft, luxuriant cars. Girls in garages stripped, out to get liquor and clothes, half gallons of wine and six packs of beer. Tender corral, jumped, humped, born to suffer, made to undress in the wilderness.
I mean, once the idea is there, it's already happened.
It's a way of communicating.
All of a sudden, in their midst, is springing up this new lifestyle. The group is a part of their community. Things change so fast. It's kind of removed from the rest of the world in a way. Dark theater.
Now listen to this. I'll tell you about Texas radio and the big beat. Soft, driven, slow and mad like some new language. Reaching your head with the cold, sudden fury of a divine messenger. Let me tell you about heartache and the loss of God, wandering, wandering in hopeless night. The Negroes in the forest, brightly feathered. Let me show you the maiden with wrought iron soul. Then we hear a whistle like a bosun's pipe. And the carnival immediately begins, gradually mixing rain, thunder, bullfight, football, playground, war, penny arcade, Babylon fading. One more thing. Thank you, O Lord, for the white blind light. A city rises from the sea. I had a splitting headache from which the future is made.
Total poisoning of the planet.
I think you, there's a certain moment when you're right in time with your audience, and then you both grow out of it, and you just have to realize that it's not that you've outgrown the audience, it's just that the audience and you both are too old for that, you know. It has to go on to something else. It's one of the horrors, but also one of the great beauties of capitalism and free enterprise, is that somehow coming from nothing and struggling and contending with all those things somehow makes you more knowledgeable and more aware and stronger in a way. It's a fiction thing.
The psychology of the voyeur.
Something amorphous. You know, I was hoping... I'm not sure I was hoping, but I thought there might be a possibility it would become a major case, some kind of a groundbreaking case. But it didn't turn out that way. There was no possible way I could have received a fair trial. Ideals at stake.
Indian, Indian, what did you die for? Indian says nothing at all. Earth, air, fire, water. Mother, father, sons and daughters, airplane in the starry night, first fright, forest follow free, I love thee, watch how I love thee.
Criminal action.
Watch ourselves on TV. I think it's just cycles of energy. We're doing this for a reason. It's not because we're out here to make a lot of bread off you people, you know.
They never really proved anything except profanity. Which we admitted all along, that there was profanity used in the performance. And we were going to attempt to prove that that did not violate contemporary community standards in the city of Miami. And to do that, we were going to take the jury to see a lot of movies, like Woodstock, and Hair was playing in town at that time.
Up to you to close your eyes anytime you want.
They were just trying to hang me, you know.
The group is a part of their community. Things change so fast. It's
kind of removed from the rest of the world in a way.
Music, 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 music.